latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, everybody? Hope that your week has been good so far. You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Chinese and Korean music, and overall just good Asian music and Asian entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver on the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. The date is December 16th, 2015, halfway through the month of December already. We're just a little more than 2 weeks away from a whole new year. It's really just crazy how time flies, especially when you're having fun. So this week, just like I did this time last year, it's the Asian Wave 101 2015 countdown, where I play for you, for your listening pleasure, my top songs of 2015 in no order whatsoever. They're on the playlist, my favorite tracks this year. First up from Taiwan, it's by a rock singer-songwriter named Alien Huang. His song Wang Le Wa, or Forget About Me. It's a love song, one loaded with melancholy. And what I found great about this track is that its sound is so different from the usual ballads of Mandarin music. There are a number of artists that use different ballad formulas. There are few, though, I should say, and the ones that do are the ones that can actually get away with it. You expect it from them. People like Li Hong from Jay Chou, and also from people like J.J. Lin and Wei Bird Wei. And the style is like a hybrid. It sounds like a mix of pop, rock, with a little bit of R&B thrown into the mix. And if I may be so bold, it has a very, very lush sound. It's good use of both acoustic and electric guitar sounds. The piano and the production work together perfectly to create this really haunting sort of sound. To put it simply, the lyrics are actually about what you'd expect from Chinese music. He no longer wishes to be with the girl. He admits he can't be the one who gives her the love and warmth that she needs. After all is finished, all the damage has been done. He wants to leave her, heal on his own, and really just in peace and never have to hurt her again. Very melancholy, very sad, very touching. That's first on our 2015 Top Songs playlist.
固执而洒脱，他的温柔危险而诱惑，用力嘶吼，在梦境之后醒来，我已不是我，寻找不到爱过的线索，拨开伤口，痛不过心痛，顺流逆流，留不下成就。亲爱的你，带给我自由，自由却无法停留，呼吸不到渴望的念头。你说让我走，就算放手，答应我，你从此不会再回头，就让我一个人挥霍着寂寞，给不了你想要的承诺，爱恨都折磨，疯过痛过之后，请忘了我。 请嘲笑我，你真我躲躲不过陨落，越想回头越无法摆脱，压抑不住的冲动，分开才是最美的拥有。你说让我走，就算放手，答应我你从此不会再回头，就让我一个人挥霍着寂寞，给不了你想要的承诺，爱恨都折磨，疯过痛过之后，请忘了我。
That was Alien Huang with Forget About Me. Initially released as a single in July and later on his November album, Alien. It's one of his best singles to date. He helped write and compose the song. Definitely a very creative effort on his part. He utilizes different genres, but his primary staple is that of rock music, and it's evident in most of his singles. Oddly enough, he's actually technically an indie musician, a very popular one, and that's mostly because of the reach of his label, Rock Records, which, again, it is an indie label, but they've housed such amazing artists in the past that have become such big names, it's kind of carried it with them. And, you know, Alien Huang is always a good listening choice. He adds very much to that kind of that dynamic, if you will, a little bit of diversity into the more mainstream stuff. The next song is from South Korea. The one way I can really describe this song would be that it's indie pop. It's by a singer called Lim Kim. She made her first foray into the industry as part of a duo called Tuget World. And they competed on Superstar K3, a competition show where they were mentored by renowned singer-songwriter Yoon Jong-shin. After placing third in the competition, they had actually signed with Yoon Jong-shin's label, Mystic 89. So after the show, Tuget World went on hiatus, as one member had to return to the States due to school. And it's all cool, though, because then we have gems like this now. So Lim Kim ended up debuting as a soloist instead in 2013, and in 2015, she released her third EP, Simple Mind, which has one of today's top songs, Love Game. It's hard to place a label on this song in terms of its styling. There's many pop elements here, but there's also a minuscule bit of R&B thrown in, and if anything, it's far more electronic music influenced. Electronic isn't out of place in Korean music, but not in this way. It's just really fun, fast-paced, even hectic, and it really works well for the overall musical experience. In the song, she talks about the love game, the chase, when looking for a significant other, how she enjoys it almost in a catch-me-if-you-can sort of way. But the biggest appeal of the song, aside from the production, it's her vocals. It's not what you'd expect, and it's most certainly not what I expected at the first listen. That's up next on Asian Wave 101.
날 갖고 노는 건지 널 갖고 노는 건지 누가 키지고 있는지 어쨌든 궁금해 너 어쨌든 매력 있어 게임 시작됐어 날 갖고 노는 건지 널 갖고 노는 건지 누가 키지고 있는지 어쨌든 궁금해 너 어쨌든 매력 있어 게임 시작됐어 급하게 빠지지 마 급하게 허락지 마 Take it easy 하나하나씩 호기심 가득가득 조바심 그득그득 이때가 좋아 쉽고 빨랐던 나 그가 전부였던 나 cool and simple였던 나 결국 상처받게 받게 더 알면 답답다쳐 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 호기심 가득가득 조바심 그득그득 이때가 좋아 쉽고 빨랐던 나 그가 전부였던 나 cool and simple였던 나 결국 상처받게 받게 더 알면 답답다쳐 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 노는 건지 누가 키지고 있는지 어쨌든 궁금해 너 어쨌든 매력 있어 게임 시작됐어 더 알면 답답다쳐 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 나가는 나 준비가 길어졌어 미소가 가득해졌어 점점 더 알고 싶어 점점 더 느슨해져 내 자물쇠는
Lim Kim with Love Game, really standout talent. That voice, you really would not expect it from most Korean female vocalists. Earlier, I mentioned that she met her bandmate of 2GAEWORLD in school, and that should give some indication of her age. She was born in 1994, really unique and matured voice for someone who's still very young. Now, on to the next one. The next song in today's top tracks of 2015 is by Korean boy band SHINee, their 2015 summer track, View. Now, in the two or three years prior to this song's release, SHINee had been making music that was really loud and busy with no real sense of direction. Then this song came along, and it was just such a huge shift in sound for them. EDM is very common in is very common in Korean pop music. I've mentioned that countless times. But this is a huge change in direction for the genre in Korea. This one is not fast-paced, nor is it loud. It's soft EDM. It's mellow and it's chill. In other words, it's the quintessential summer song. This is, once again, a brilliant shift for the band. In a way, it's a real maturing of their sound. For the longest time, they were the cookie-cutter boy band, bubblegum, pop sort of music. Now that they've progressed to more diverse sounds, they've taken bigger roles in the production of their music as well. Their vocals have also improved a lot, and overall, it's just a really good direction for the band. Let's check it out now, SHINee with View.
Like you 4차원 이상의 기적의 view 달콤 빛이 검은 빛이 fondue 보이기 시작한 음의 색도 예민해진 girl 느껴 뚜렷한 색감과 여섯 번째 감각 두 마리 선 날 힘겹지 않고 좋아 섬인감이고
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here,
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh, everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance.
You have hair?
Do you want to help children in need? The UBC Cancer Association has an event for you. Cusford Cancer provides visitors with professional haircuts with all proceeds going to the Canadian Cancer Society. With a donation of over 8 inches, the haircut is free. Hair donations are made into wigs for patients at the BC Children's Hospital. Last year, we raised over $65,000, but this year we hope to break $100,000. Help make our dreams possible this February. Check out the UBC Cancer Association Facebook page for more details.
Back here live on Asian Wave 101. If you're just tuning in now, it is the yearly countdown where we just check out some of my favorite songs of 2015. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thanks for joining us on CITR 101.9 FM. In Vancouver. Right before the break, we heard Shinee's View, one of the best songs by a male group from Korea this year. Hopefully they keep with this sound. They've really gotten to the point where anyone can enjoy their music if they're willing to listen to something that's a little different. Funnily enough, though, because Shinee have a very, very unexpected fan in a certain wrestler, Xavier Woods of the WWE, is a shameless Shiny fan to the point where he even has these socks. He now apparently has these socks with a cartoon of Shiny member Taemin on them. Now that's fan dedication. Now the next song I have is by Jem, Hong Kong pop sensation. Jem is a very frequent topic on the show, both in terms of news and musical content. One reason is because she is one of the most active artists in Chinese music. The other being is she's always the focus of media, good or bad, these days. So 2015 was a great year for Jem. She was very consistent with bringing music, some good, some not so good, and some that were just... what? One thing that was great was in the latter of the half of this year, she released 10 new songs with 10 new music videos, all for a new album, Heartbeat, and one track is called Therefore. And for a while, Jem was releasing only these piano ballads, the cookie-cutter ballads, but then she brought some new songs in the album from that contain styles from ballads to pop to even rock and R&B. Therefore is in the R&B style, and truthfully, it was like a breath of fresh air. And we've all heard the slow, melancholic ballads that drag the verses, then power out the chorus, and this song maintains the like this softer vibe throughout. Jem's voice still has the exact same power, but she tones it down, singing with the instrumental rather than over it. And it just really goes to show how versatile she is. She wrote the lyrics herself, and she participated in the composition. So let's check it out. And after, it's our Canadian Artist of the Week, Dee Pride with Around My Way.
于是茶就这样冷了，于是天就这样凉了，于是你就这样离开了，于是我终于醒了，于是你我从此远了，于是路从此分岔了。 从此就陌生了，虽然我有一点不舍。
You told me that I'm not the same as I was. Time went on and switched up. I forgot about the love back home after all the shit that we've done. And back then you used to pull up, park the car in my spot. Hey, to college, you talk to me and we smoke a bit and then fuck. And years went on and we grew apart. I disappeared, I took a flight and ended up in New York. You at home with all the same friends, playing friends. But how long are you going to stay the same? I done seen a lot, I didn't come right back to love you. But it's just all when you see sunsets out of California. I've been in more hotels and housekeeping. Escaped to hotter places in colder seasons. But that's the reason I've been gone for too long. Just to be set for life, been out here chasing this money. I know that shit don't sound right, but if you seen the shit I seen, then I feel you'd understand. Everything is gone according to plan. When was the last time you saw a little something new? Cause I haven't been around for you. It's cause these things ain't the same. Wait, you just come around, around my way, round, round my way. I'm sorry that I never stay. You should come round, round my way, round, round my way, and you'll see why I ain't the same. Oh, you should come round, round my way, round, round my way. Tomorrow isn't like today. God, round my way, hey, alright, round my way, hey. How are you? How's shit been? I've been living life for every restaurant to sit in. I've been in positions where I get attached to company and figure out they're only around for business. What is this? Did I put a price tag on my fucking face? I used to be so special, but you found another fate. If we talking about dues, I've been underpaid to all these women that I loved and haven't called in days. But I swear that last week I was near the shore, took a trip on out as a break from home. 7 missed calls, 8 new texts, I'd have thought by now you would leave me alone. I just got over drinking and being super unproductive. I don't give my heart to people I don't fuck with, but most of y'all do. Shit, I don't really move how most of y'all move. I wish you knew how empty I was. Forget it, I'm cool. Wish I had genuine company instead of these feelings. Being honest isn't as cool now, is it?
When was the last time you saw a little something new? Cause I haven't been around for you. It's cause these things ain't the same.
Wait, you just come around, round my way, round, round my way. I'm sorry that I never stay. I feel you should come round, round my way, round, round my way, and you'll see why I ain't the same. Oh, you should come around, round my way, round, round my way. Tomorrow isn't like today. Round my way, hey, round my way, hey.
When was the last time you saw a little something new? It's cause these things ain't the same.
Around much? How do you expect to know what's going on here? What do you expect me to do? Just fucking follow you around everywhere?
That was Jem with Therefore, a refreshing change from the ballads she's been doing lately. She's such a talented vocalist, so it's always a shame when she does stuff that she can honestly do so much better than. Dee Pride was after her with Around My Way off his album Plan A, released this past March. He's talking about how his experiences have made him a different person. He seems unrecognizable to the girl he left behind when he was out working, making money. And he says that, essentially, that we should all go and seek these experiences out. You know, the message behind the song and the album as a whole, Plan A, is really admirable. That the stuff that we do, the music that he does, it's not a joke, it's not a gimmick, and it's not just a hobby. It's for real. So whatever it is that you're doing in order to provide for yourself and your loved ones, be dedicated to it. Make it the priority, and just love the positivity that he's trying to spread. Now, next up, it is once again that time of the week. It's time for Asian Entertainment News. Now, this week is a little different. Rather than cover current events, why not a couple of the biggest stories this past year? The first story is from Hong Kong and also China, and involves cinema. This past summer, it was announced that Donnie Yen was cast in an upcoming Star Wars movie. He was cast alongside one of China's most respected and renowned veteran actors, Jiang Wen, and it was rumored that Donnie would be cast as a Jedi Knight, but right now, both their roles are more or less up in the air. They were both cast in Rogue One, a Star Wars story. It's the first movie of the Star Wars anthology, a series of standalone films set in the Star Wars universe. It was said that he beat out several other stars for the role, including Jet Li, Lee Hong-Wang, and Daniel Wu. He was pretty quiet about the whole deal for a while, but it has since been confirmed he is going to be in the movie to be released December next year. But for now, there's still the new film coming out. Tomorrow, in fact. The significance of this, of course, the rising profile of Donnie Yen, no longer just Hong Kong's most highest rated and most beloved at this moment martial artist, but also as a respected actor around the world. And Jiang Wen on the international stage as well. Veteran actor, long filmography, many big films to his name, and just Chinese cinema in general, kind of the rising profile. People are seeing the Chinese cinema as not just a place for them to make money, but as a veritable source of brilliant talent. Fan Bingbing, all these amazing people who are just terrific actors, very talented, and just giving them the chance. Star Wars is, of course, one of the biggest film franchises in film history. So the fact that he is getting that, both these actors, Donnie Yen and Jiang Wen, are getting this opportunity, it's amazing. And from a fan of kind of both of these sides, Chinese cinema, Hollywood cinema, and also a big fan of both of these two veteran actors, it's really going to be interesting to see. And Donnie Yen, of course, being the person who is known for popularizing the Wing Chun style of martial arts, which was invented by a martial artist named Ip Man, who was the teacher of Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee was the one who was using Wing Chun back when he was still alive. And Donnie Yen really took that martial art and really kicked up its popularity back in 2008 with the release of a semi-autobiographical film called Ip Man, based on the life of the Wing Chun master himself. So, next up from Korea, the biggest newsmaker, for sure, it will be that the BTS North American concert setbacks and issues. Now, earlier this year in September, the boy band known as BTS, Bangtan Sonyeondan, or the Bulletproof Boy Scouts, they embarked on their first North American tour with stops in Atlanta, San Francisco, Houston, and also one in Toronto. From the beginning, the tour wasn't going all that well. At their first stop in San Francisco, concertgoers were informed that seating was going to be assigned. However, concert staff were not checking the wristbands, which differentiated the VIP from the general admission ticket holders, meaning that some people who purchased VIP admission were made to sit in general admission because general admission ticket holders' wristbands were not checked, and they seized the opportunity to go forward into the VIP section. The same thing happened with the post-concert meet and greet. VIP ticket holders were the ones who were permitted into the event, but once again, the staff were not checking for wristbands, and thus it was a big mess, as general admission ticket holders, people who were not supposed to be in that event, were allowed into it anyway. Later, at their stop in Houston during a meet-and-greet and autograph session, fans were supposed to be provided with a poster to collect autographs, but the organizers ran out of posters, and some concertgoers were given only a piece of blank paper. Some fans noted the event seemed unnecessarily rushed, and rumors were going around about how BTS member Jimin was yelled at for signing, quote, too slow, unquote. On their September 26th stop in Atlanta, many concertgoers were not allowed into the venue at all due to the show being oversold. It was later discovered that the promoter for the tour was completely aware as early as July that the Atlanta show was oversold, yet no move was made to stop purchases and give refunds. On the day of the show, ticket holders not allowed into the show were promised full refunds and an opportunity to take part in the post-show meet and greet. Afterwards, further disappointment ensued, as the people waiting for the meet and greet were informed that BTS had already left the venue. It was later revealed that the promoters forgot to inform both the band and their record label about the issue at hand, and that there were more fans waiting outside. Now, this will not be the first time that anybody who's who's been to shows or has kind of worked at these shows knows about these issues or has heard about these issues. In all honesty, it's not that surprising. But, of course, this particular story carries a lot more weight because, you know, Asian pop music, Korean pop music, and just this entertainment culture from Asia has become bigger and bigger in recent years, with more and more of these artists coming over to North America to do these shows. And in fact, as mentioned previously, A-Pink, Korean girl group A-Pink, will be arriving here in Vancouver in July for a show as well. And the fact is that this is really the first step, and if mistakes like these are going to be made, they need to be fixed immediately so that future processes can be smoother in the future. But, you know, so this is, let's face it, this is a very bad start, but that's not to say it won't get better. But then people need to be aware that stuff like this can and like can happen, and that these things do happen, so that it's important to fix it right at the very beginning, so to avoid any further complications in the future. K-pop is gonna may have hit its peak already, or it may just get bigger and bigger. More and more of these stars will start flocking to North America to do these shows, and these promoters, who often are not very big companies, need to be aware that things need to be done correctly in order for the band to do their show smoothly and then go home and rest, and that the fans will not be disappointed. So that will actually do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next time when we have some more news and some more stories to cover. For now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more music on this week's Top 2015 Track Countdown. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for...
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
This is how to make a great sandwich. Step one, get the soft but sturdy bread.
Up in smoke, it's where my money goes.
Step number two, butter it with your favorite spreads. Step three, put in the meats and veggies. Step 4. Shake it up. Pepper, salt, and all.
It's 11 p.m. Jack has me out. Open fridge and I drink daddy big stars. Multi refined girl, more can reach out. And I'm NTA, more can speak out.
Step 5. Find another piece of sturdy bread. And that, my friends, is how you make a great sandwich. For more, listen to Soul Sandwich every Monday.
Back here live on Asian Wave 101 for our 2015 Top Songs Countdown, based solely upon my opinion. Nothing official here, just good music to wrap off a great year. So the next song that I have is from South Korea once again, and it's by, technically it's by a renowned hip-hop and music producer called Primary. Now, his whole deal is that he is just that. He's a producer, he's a composer, he makes these tracks, and then he doesn't, he occasionally also contributes to lyrics, but then he doesn't actually perform these songs himself. What he does is that he brings on these guest artists to rap or sing over his beats. And this particular song is called Don't Be Shy in English, and it's very, very uncommon in Korean music in general, whether you're talking kind of the indie scene or the pop scene. It's performed by AOA, girl group AOA's main vocalist, Choa, and it also features underground rapper Iron. And this song is in the reason why I say that it's unheard of is because it's in the reggae style. So Primary did a very good job in the production of this song. Choa's vocals actually really, really suit kind of the overall tone and the feel of this song. So it's actually quite the musical experience. Primary, definitely one of the best producers out there in Korea right now. And to have this song and sung by a pop vocalist who many people don't really think of as being these really standout singers, something that's very different and something that we, or at least I believe, truly, we need more of it. So let's check it out now. Primary, Don't Be Shy, performed by AOA's Choa and Iron.
Get up for this party. I'm all on 10. I'm your gachi. That you're getting sick of all this.
Don't be shy.
Primary, Don't Be Shy, performed by Choa of AOA and Iron. Now this song, once again, very, very cool song, something that you don't hear enough of in the Korean music industry. Now there have been reggae artists in the past, and there have been reggae artists who are still active now, but many of these, they don't really hear, many of them, their sound is very pop-washed. And then having a song like this, one of the most renowned indie producers producing a song that actually does sound very legit, and then topping it with a vocalist who really does know what she's doing, kind of going, kind of listening to those notes that Choa was singing, kind of how her voice voice has that little bit of a rasp, how it's actually a little bit lower than she usually sings, and then kicking it up into those high-pitched ad libs towards the end there. Very good listening experience. Definitely this is worthy of checking out further. So the next song that I have is by Chinese R&B singer-songwriter, soul artist Khalil Fong, and his song is simply called Listen. Now, overall, it's just a very fun track. Now, it was released this summer, and to put it simply, let me put it this way. This song is not kind of that amazing, masterful musical achievement, but that's not to say it's bad. It's very modern, which is actually something that's very different from what Khalil usually does. But what really stood out to me about this song was the message that he was trying to get across. He's saying, listen to the music, listen to every line, every note, and just, can you hear what I'm trying to say? His message is that music is just this positive force that can transcend all language and all these barriers, that it doesn't matter where you may come from, what your background may be, what language you speak, all of that vanishes before the power of music. It just has that ability to connect people on and allow people to connect with each other through music on a level that may not be present in just regular conversation, especially when there's a barrier there. So love above all the positive message that he is trying to bring with this one. So let's check it out now. Khalil Fong with Listen.
Ting, 也不要太啰嗦，我还有一台钢琴，它让我大波沉默，听来不太安静。就算有多少烦恼缠绕，我也只要抱着吉他的小蛮腰，黑白琴大声摇，再没烦恼把我扳倒。听不 听到就这个旋律，心不心跳，再不能言语并不明了。现在这样越变再硬要，为什么到不了？我们遇见，也不管你说什么，语言被延续线歌声蔓延，我用音乐来暂停。听，每一个乐器跟我写出一段感情。 每一个节奏替我画出一阵丹青，每一个音符帮我谱出一场幻境，让我安心。音乐突破了时间、空间，它会重现最思念的一张容颜。我是让人安眠，再也不会梦见梦魇。听不听到，就这个旋律，心不 心跳，再不能言语并不明了。现在这样，音乐在萦绕，你什么都明了。我们遇见，也不管你说什么，语言也只是歌声蔓延，不用言语来暂停。这只有一个理由，我屏着呼吸，好几口，好好去享受这一路上手，黑白渐渐游走。 在我肩负作用，没有人能够左右这宇宙。听不听到，就这个旋律，心不心跳，再不能言语并不明了。现在这样，音乐在萦绕，你什么都不了。我们遇见，也不管你说什么，语言没有局限，歌声蔓延，我用。 听不听到，就这个旋律，心不心跳，再不能言语并不明了。现在这样，音乐在萦绕，你什么都不要。我们遇见，也不管你说什么，语言没有局限，歌声蔓延，我用音乐来暂停。一切都。
That was Khalil Fong with Ting or Listen in English. Is it one of his best tracks ever? No, it's really not. But does it have a very positive, empowering message? Yes, it does. And that is what makes it really one of my favorites this year. Always love it when artists bring these positive messages, no matter what it is. And the fact is that it's kind of reflective of what I'm trying to do with this show. Because sometimes, you know, the listeners out there, they may not understand fully the lyrics, but they can still enjoy positive melodies. They can still look up the meanings or listen to me kind of explain these songs a little bit, and kind of all these barriers just seem to vanish. Music is music, and there's nothing saying that you can't enjoy it even if it's in a different language. So moving on, though, it's another track that was, I'll say this freely, I had on repeat for a very, very long time when I first heard it. It's by a Japanese artist named Alaha Meiri. And the song is called Crave. And she's actually a very, very fresh face in the Japanese music industry. She was born in Japan. She was very active in the street dance scene for a while. Then she actually went to LA to train further in dance and vocal technique before returning to Japan to pursue her musical career. Now, she is one of the few artists in Japan who is still trying to make it on the R&B sound, a genre that has really faded from kind of the public eye in Japan. And this song is just like the melody and the smooth, sultry production, and it just has this vibe that is just so ear-catching and just so infectious that it's really hard not to love this song. So let's check it out now. Alaha Meiri with Crave.
I just need you every time.
That was Alaha Meiri with Crave, my favorite Japanese song of the year, and honestly, you could probably hear why. So, moving on to the last track of the week, though, it's easily my favorite Korean track of the year. It's by underground rapper Simon Dominic, who is back after about 7,000 years away from the industry, and with his with artists under the new label that he is now heading up, AOMG. It features Jay Park on the hook, and it was produced by Gray. Now, the one thing that immediately hit me about this song was that it's so LA, and having grown up and having lived in California for a few years, this just made me nostalgic. But also, the overall message in the song, because the opening line of this track says, "Is work important, or am I important?" And he says, "Work is important, but let him explain why." It's because he does it to provide for the ones that he loves. He does it so that he can support his mother, his wife, and their future kid. And overall, it's just the message is that if you have something that you're passionate about, go through with it. Don't give up. And then do it because you love it most of all, but do it because you're trying to be the one who these people around you can rely on. It's called One and Only, as in one, as in the Korean currency, one. So that will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. The Arts Report is coming up after us. And that will do it for this week's. If you have any requests for me at all, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. I will speak to you again next time. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in Vancouver for CITR 101.9 FM from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. That is it for Asian Wave 101. Simon Dominic to play us out. Arts Report up next. Peace.
I'm ill, it is 당연히 cause I'm ill 물어보고 물어봐야지 단지 내가 돈에 미쳐 이러겠어 I do it for love 그가치라면 넌 일단 올라타봐 나의 12번째 언제나 널 위해 업자리 비워두 원해 너 꼬시려던 래퍼들 봐 전부 허세 널 갖기 위해 없는 돈에 떠오르 너의 내가 닮아도 수천 수억 번개 자랑할 거 못해 그건 다 위대한 부모 덕택 Who gon' stop me 내 crew도 핫해 내 털 끝 하나 못 건드려 난 무모하네 근데 넌 대체 왜 이래 내가 해준 게 얼만데 나 때문에 삶이 달라진 널 바빠 남자는 여자 하기 나름 민감해 다니까 일할 때인 그만 내게 말아요 okay. 이제 사랑 계속 물어보면 내가 말했잖아 I do this shit for woman 우리 엄마 그리고는 미래의 딸래 미루 위 돈 벌기 좋은 날씨가 항상 내 머리 위 나 원래 이래 놀 거다 놀 거다 나 몰래 이래 다 지켜보거든 너 너무 몰라 날 빼리 너 너무 몰라 날 빼리 자꾸 미오래 걸리 늦게 넘었던 Deadline을 넘겼던 걱정 말아줘 몸값은 올라 계속 baby 몸값은 올라 전부 지배한 뒤엔 적없이 무대 위 거의 집에만 있네 올해는 내 것 같길 다 기대하길래 밤새 일하던 이 메시지 이제 확인해 많이 기다리게 해서 미안 어쩔 수 없잖아 할 일 많아 래퍼 CEO 난 프로듀서 신중기 고른 트랙은 나에겐 birthday suit 난 참는 것도 일이지 널 보고 필대수로 너 알아 나를 좋아 이런 내가 질린다면 딴 놈들 좀 보고 와 내 블락을 벗어나면 킹 누구가 누구 다 모르 왜 말고 나만 바라 너의 one and only 오늘 밤 파티 나만 갖게 너 질투할게 뻔해 날 보는 눈이 많아 나 실수하네 난 나랑 노는 누구든 payday 갈게 hey, 좀만 마실게 너랑 내일 데이트하게 yeah. 나 원래 이래 놀 거다 놀 거다 나 몰래 이래 다 지켜보거든 너 너무 몰라 날 빼리 너 너무 몰라 날 빼리 자꾸 비오래 걸린 느낌 남았던 Deadline을 넘겨도 걱정 말아줘 몸값은 올라 계속 baby 몸값은 올라 I'm true player, so love a lot 6년의 타잔 시절처럼 날 커스텀해 사랑이 나의 힘 그래야 돈 벌어 난 너는 나의 맥퀸 나는 너의 왕 우리 성을 알렉산더로 바꾸고 갔잖아 뿐만 아니라 love my crew 내가 너에게 바라는 건 딱 그거 가져 yeah.
Welcome to another edition of the Arts Report. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this week. My name is Christine. I'm going to be your host for today in studio. We have quite a number of guests, so please do stay tuned till the very end of our hour-long show. We are broadcasting to you live from the University of British Columbia, Vancouver campus, on unceded Musqueam territory. And our first guest today is Craig, and Craig, you are here to talk to us about your career as a trumpet player, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Tell me about what are some of the big things coming up for you here in Vancouver?
Well, so I am on the tail end of a 12-date tour across Canada, releasing a solo trumpet disc called Cut and Gouge, and I'm playing this evening at Merge down on Powell Street. As part of the tour.
Tell me a little bit about Cut and Gouge. Is what kind of inspired you to start that and this whole 12-day tour too? What were some of the biggest, I guess, motivating factors?
Well, for me, I think there's a long history of kind of improvised music and contemporary music that does kind of solo trumpet. It's kind of a large endeavor to try and create a solo record with an instrument like the trumpet, which is a solo instrument. Like, it's just one line. There's not a lot to do with it beyond what you can put into it and what you can find. And I think that this record took me about 3 years to put together and explore all the different kind of compositional techniques and musical ideas that I could, as well as kind of develop the, you know, artistic drive and impetus to put something out that I was really